Hello and welcome to Nationwide on Radio Miraya with me, Gabriel Shadar, and this is our discussion hour. And today the world marks the International Day of the Midwife, and also on the 12th of May the world marked the International Day of the Nurse. And I'm happy to host two midwives or nurses in the studio today to allow them to speak to the public about the work and allow the citizens also and the listeners to ask them questions about the natal and antenatal care, that is especially for women and also for the newly born, and maybe also how we should take care of our general health conditions. Welcome to the studio, both of you, and I think you should introduce yourself so that the listeners identify your voices. Let me start clockwise.
Okay. Thank you so much for welcoming us to the radio. My name is Abel Evelyn. I'm a midwife working at Juba Teaching Hospital.
Yes, you can speak to the mic so that your voice is coming direct to the listener. Welcome, Abel Evelyn, to Nationwide on Radio Mirai. Yes?
I'm called Joyce Peace, registered midwife. Thank you for welcoming me in Mirai FM.
Welcome. And of course, you mentioned register midwife, and when I started working here in South Sudan, I saw reports that there were only four registered midwives a long time ago when we started our independence. How many are you now? You have increased in number?
We have increased in number.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Is a good number, or is still you need more?
We still need more.
Mm-hmm. I can add... Mm-hmm. As you said, there were about 4 to 9 before the independent, but with the support from partners and the government, I'd have trained more than 1,000 right now.
Wow.
But when you look at the country, it's big. It's still not enough to provide the services down up to the community. So we are still appealing to the donors and the government to give more hand in support of training more midwives and nurses.
Mm-hmm. Yes. How do you feel, Abel Evelyn, about marking your days in globally and also in South Sudan? How do you feel about that?
It's my pleasure. I am proud of it. As I told you from the beginning, we had few midwives, but now we have added. When we go back to the history of midwifery or the nurses, especially midwife in South Sudan, the reflection on the midwifery profession, including how me I've seen it, or the perception of midwife change in the year of my career, personal mission and statement, and my commitment towards women, and the quality of midwifery care, to make sure that all women attend antenatal. Midwifery was seen as a low profession. It was only meant for traditional birth attendants. And it was not being valid. If a young person goes to get trained for midwifery, they look at you that, why do you go for this profession? It was not marketable. But since the donors and then the government came in to support, we started knowing that midwives are marketable. Mm. And midwives, their work is only not to conduct delivery as TBAs, but they are also advocates, the educators. So they found that it is important. That's why right now South Sudan and the world still need midwives more than ever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And what are some of the progresses that you have as nurses and midwives achieved in the recent years, apart from the numbers that have increased?
Okay. Apart from the number that
has... One of your phones is ringing there. You need to put it on silence. Yes. Joyce, you can take over as she's trying to put the phone off there. Yes.
Okay. Mm. Fa ana goro no subara bi kaman.
Yes, I.
Aya shan nasal bara kaman ba asma. Oh, yan ana morta shan ana bikon midwife. Ana taban nas midwife. Ana bikon morta le ano. De shokol al ze yan rabana ya ikhtarita ashan tabrashta ka shokol le. Eta brashta ka shokol le kif. Lanita go di kadamat, lenas bitakala ayanin fimusheshwa. Lanu kan zaman, hasan haslan de shokol tamid wife de gal de shokol lenas al kubar, le umahat al kubar.
Wintu asa mashallah.
Lakina asa, enal sohari na azata sabiga gamsuko.
No.
Aye. Ashan kida, ana mortama nas hokuma wa dona salkan, umon ageder deribu nas, ina biga tala ketir fi adat, laki lisa ma kifaya. Ina der kede zidu adat de. Lano adat alfidema bitimu la hadi fija deep village hina.
Mm-hmm.
Ashan kida, ana go rile nas donas, ma hokuma keromo lisa go give goi kede zidu adat de. Kandaya wale wale na skulu kede zidu mon.
Mm-hmm.
Ashanina bag der go pudubele tena de kwez, wena bag der amu service skulu bekon beteregal kwez.
Aber, fi, yani there might be problems with antenatal and postnatal care in the country. There are a lot of issues. But for you as nurses and midwives, what are some of the very important issues for the pregnant women to take care of? And so that you avoid a lot of the problems that happen during delivery or after delivery. What would be your message to them?
Okay.
Yes.
I forgot your name.
Gabriel.
Gabriel.
Yes.
Thank you, Gabriel, again. I still go back to the question you asked as progress that we have made. So far, apart from the increase of the numbers of the midwife and nurses in the country, we have also contributed to the reduction of maternal and newborn death in South Sudan. When you look at it, when the nurses and midwife were only 4 to 9, they registered, the maternal death were about 24,000 per live births. In the middle, somewhere we came back to 789,000 per live birth. But again, currently they're saying it is going a bit higher to 1,150 around there. Meaning, still we are gone down compared to 2054 before. That is one of the achievements that so far I've seen as nurses and midwife. Another thing is, if you compare the services that we used to give before, it's not like currently. I know we are in the poorest country, the youngest country, that things are still going on slowly, but we promise ourselves as midwives and nurses to improve on the quality of care and services that we give to our women. Look at the respectful maternity care, how we talk, how we communicate, the confidentiality, privacy, women-centered, at least currently it is improving. And that brings us to the increase of my hospital deliveries and antenatal turn-up at the facility, especially where we are working. So those are the few areas of progress that I've seen currently going on.
Mm-hmm.
And we still promise that we shall do our best to make sure that the number increases to even 1,000 deliveries at the facility. Yeah. And antenatal can even reach 1,000 plus.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, Shukran, mumkin Joyce,
now,
come on. Now, yes, yes, you can go on.
Okay.
Mm.
Maybe if I stop in Arabic,
okay,
then
yes.
I go to...
Yes, you come to your another response. Yes, Joyce.
Aywa. Fi zaman hasa halian, na felan ligo hayat ketir, kan bediri fi sobat, lakin hasa sobat piga mafi, yan tagi ligo kanta roa fi antenatal care, fi mahalal gi, nuswan gija fogo fi ziyara, nuswan gitan up mungija fi ziyara, zema deru yomi, yala fi gurfata wilada bega tamam, yan tabi ligo umahat magimutu, yal zato, mendi mushkila, lakin lisa, ina lisa der nas kede deribu shedita san kef ina binogusu kef mutu alge hasil benu uma fi welada wajena aina der adat ketir wena der support ketir min donas ashan numo bagder sada nehna enna bagder nezil hajade lano hasa halian adat tano soana alguwele dufi mushashfa be iyalto momo ngitala safe ada debiga ketir shedit ada dekois lano bedir kan no son gimutu ketir wobe iyal kaman gimutu ketir lakena hasa ada deta mam wena der kena roa gidam asan kef kedena nogu su maternal debt alfi South Sudan.
Yes, Gibelin, you had a message, Abel. You wanted to add something to my question. Yes, welcome.
No, I was coming to talk about the antenatal now. So I was saying that brings us to why we are here about the antenatal. In the introduction, they say of health of a pregnant woman. We said every year there are estimated of 2 million pregnancy in the world. Each of the pregnancy are risk for adverse outcome for women and our infant. While the risk cannot be totally eliminated, but they can be reduced. They can be through effective, affordable, and acceptable maternity care. To be most effective, health care should begin early in pregnancy and continue at a regular interval. So, if you look at it, everywhere in the world, women die because of risk in complication during pregnancy when not attended to. And here now our message will go out to women that every woman from the very moment you realize you are pregnant, you are supposed to to start attending antenatal care to reduce the risk of dying during pregnancy, dying during giving birth, and losing babies during pregnancy and after birth or during birth.
Thank you very much. You are listening to Nationwide, and this is our discussion hour with me, Gabriel Shadar. And today we are speaking as the world is marking the International Day of the Midwife, and also a few weeks ago the world marked the International Day of the Nurse, and we have combined them. With me in the studio here are Aber Evalin and Joyce Peace. Both of them, they work at Juba Teaching Hospital, and they are with me here. So I would like to open the lines now to the listeners who would like to ask them issues related to the health of mothers and children, and also how they can get some of the services, and also do when they have issues. مستمعين في كل مكان تستمعوا لساعة النقاش في برنامج Nationwide. ومعي في الاستوديو هنا اثنين من الممرضات والدايات وهم شغالات في مستشفى جوبا التعليمي. احنا نتكلم في اليوم العالمي للقابلة وكمان اليوم العالمي للممرض, ودي اليومين لمهم, والواحد كان في شهر 5 وهسه ده في شهر 6. ونحن نتكلم هنا, نديكم الفرصة عشان تسألهم أسئلة متعلقة بالرعاية بتاعة الأمهات والرعاية بتاعة الأطفال وكيف الناس يتصرفوا في مختلف الظروف. فنبدأ بأول المتصلين. ألو,
مرحبا. عليكم السلام يا أستاذ صبريل شرار.
مرحبا, مين معنا؟
جيمس مبيا من تون.
مرحبا جيمس مبيا,
نقول ألف مبروك في يوم الخبير. بكرة دي يوم جميل, دي يوم سنة شديد لأننا كعبوهات وتليال أو لأم كتانا كمان. وبس طبعا دي كويس عشان يال بقدر ودي حاجة تعيال له عشان بقدر بارو حاجة توي. إذا كمان مثلاً كان مرة بيتاجع ملان تراجع مرة بيتاجع طوال مثلاً شو مرة بيتاجع البيجا ملان يا هو بامشي مستشفى برا أو إذا ما بورج مرة بيتاجع مشي مستشفى في سؤال بيتاجي كده في بقى يعني في بقى نساوين تانيين كان ده رامشي مستشفى في بقى رجال تمان بقول لي إذا ما ماشي كان تمان ده أمنا أمو بتاعنا كان ولدي ما ولدي في مستشفى إذا تقولي تبيني. لكن أنا ما أعرف دور بتوشنا بوري أجد رجال رجال التانين ما بقدر يسيبنا سامن وسام وسا نسوي نسامن البام ما ماشي للمستشفى أو كمان مرة كمان بامر رجل قال ما ماشي للمستشفى قال أنا بس نعبر في بيرو ما ماشي كتاعي دور بتوشنا شنو ألمان بوري نسوي نسيرة كان هما نياو تبع نيوم تاجر فدان وكمان في تحديات شنو البوري هما كدكاتر ألفين مستشفيات.
شكرا جيمس امبيا من تون هناك. ناخذ متصل ثاني. Hello.
Hello.
Nationwide, Gabriel Shadar.
Yes, Manut, marhaba bik.
مساء الخير يا اخوي.
مساء النور.
ضيوفنا في سيريو معادنا كمان. السؤال بتاعي بمشي يا جابريل شدار للمعادنا في سيريو، كيف يعني احمدنا في القرية وبرنامج السماء ده كيف يوصل لهم؟ طبعا في مالات يعني عربات معفوشين وفي ناس بيولدوا اخواتنا واحمدنا يعني بيكون ناقصين، وفي ولادة الطبيعي بتاع البلد ده. هل دور شنو؟ يعني كان زمان عارفين بقينا الدولة، طبعا في ناس لسه تعبانين احمدنا ما بيعرفون كلام الدعايات ده. وكيف يعني الرسالة يمشي لهم عشان يساعدوا عشان يقولوا تجرب النديف وخطوبة عاجة النديف؟ عشان قبل يومين كده كان مدام بتاع زاد ولد يعني أهلا بتاع العربية عشان يشوفوا بقى ما في ميلاد بقى بعيد وبمرات يعني أيام المطر يعني عشان نضرب العربية الزاب عشان يجيب بقى الزاب للناس. كيف هو موفر عربات الناس اللي
أمارنا يا أخواننا بعملين؟ نعم.
يعني
بأمارنا
في ظروف
شكرا منود. نعم شكرا. شكرا منود جورج من واو هناك. هلو. هلو.
هلو.
Yes hello. Welcome.
Yeah thank you. With me Anthony speaking from Mumbai.
Anthony welcome.
Yeah thank you. Yeah, I welcome our guests in the studio.
Yes.
My question number one is, why is it that fistula still happening? There are so many fistulas happening. Number one. Number two, I understand in Juba Teaching Hospital, they charge very high. A poor woman or a poor family cannot afford. Now they are getting salaries from the government and the donors are also supporting. Why do they put the services so high?
Okay.
Number three, sometimes the babies are disappearing. I remember one time in Ilologo there was one which disappeared. Then I think in Juba Teaching Hospital, I cannot remember the year. Why is the children being stolen from the hospital? Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. There good questions there from Maban. And of course, you will, for those who have just listened, we are having two midwives in the studio with me here as we are marking the International of the Midwife and also the belated marking of the International Nurse Day or the International Day of the Nurse. And the lines to call are 09-2968-6297 and also 09-1206-2950 and also 09-1206-2079 and the SMS line is 09-1217-7141 09-1217-7141 and that is the SMS line. You can text me then I will read your SMS. Hello. Yes, hello. Welcome.
Hello.
Hey, Marhaba. Yes.
Thank you.
أنا كويس. ممكن تقفل الراديو عشان ما يكون في صدى هنا في الاستوديو. قلنا له اقفل الراديو وقام قفل الخط بتاع التلفون. أنت ممكن تواصل معنا تتصل علينا وندي فرصة تاني بعد 3 or 4 دقائق وندي فرصة للضيوف بتاعي في الاستوديو. Let me give the chance now to the guests in the studio to give their responses to some of the questions that have come. But I see the line is already ringing. Let me pick more callers here. Hello? 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 You are not getting me or I'm not getting you? Sorry for that. You keep calling, but I will be getting back to the callers soon and pick the calls. Fia Silajat, of course, Abir and Joyce, these are the questions for you. Let me start with answers that can come from Abir, Evelyn. What would you answer from the questions of the listeners?
I miss one question, but let me start from James' question. James talked about antenatal, men involvement in antenatal, and sometimes they said why should you take a mother at the hospital when somebody can conduct the delivery from home? That is what, at the beginning of my introduction, I said midwifery was seen as a low status profession in South Sudan. When we look at antenatal, it's very wide, but because of time factor, maybe we shall narrow it. So let's look at the importance of antenatal. Antenatal, from the definition, tells us that a care given to women during pregnancy after after birth time by a skilled health person.
Yes.
So the aims of antenatal is to monitor the progress of pregnancy in order to ensure maternal health and the newborn health is what is saved. And then also to prepare this woman during what? Lactation. We also do that to recognize any complication that would want to occur during that pregnancy so that we help. For example, I talk about preeclampsia. Sometimes even anemia can come in. Sometimes even abnormality. You may think the baby is well, but when you don't come to antenatal, you will not know whether this baby is normal or abnormal. Many times we have delivered babies who are abnormal. So that is the time when you come to the antenatal clinic, we detect and we advise accordingly what should be done during that time. Even during antenatal, we advise them on feeding so that you eat well for the baby and for yourself not to develop what? Anemia. You talk about male involvement. Yes, it's very important, and that is what we are advocating for, because a pregnant mother is not supposed to do things alone. As a family, we are two. We are supposed to support ourselves. In what way? Sometimes we have seen, based on our experience, mothers come to antenatal when she is stressed up. She's not having, she might have not had transport of coming, or she left home, the little that she had, she used it for transport, but she has not taken a tea. When you are giving health education on birth preparedness or any health education in antenatal, she's just reluctant. And later when you ask question, for example, I said, Gabriel, right now Gabriel is facing at me, he's attentive. When I said, Gabriel, did you understand what I said? Can you at least explain to me, even 1 minute? She cannot tell anything. Meaning what? These are the people when they go home, they will not prepare anything. And these are the people when they come to the hospital, not even a piece of cloth for the baby is there. So we encourage men to come to the antenatal clinic, so that they help us in that. There are also other investigation that we do during antenatal clinic. We take samples. These samples include a lot of things. HIV test, syphilis test, hepatitis, all types of hepatitis, malaria test, typhoid test, because those are the things that can contribute in the what? Affecting pregnancy during that period. So sometimes you'll find a woman has it, but because she did not come with the husband, when she goes home, she did not do the test. She goes home, she asks the husband, this thing was supposed to be done. The man did not hear it. Most men need evidence based. Who say it and all those. He will not give the money for this test. Or the woman might have done has like HIV and syphilis test. Those are free charges at the facility. As maybe by mistake found positive. So when she goes home that all of us should be on treatment, the man also denied. But when you come, the two of you, we give you the advantage of that test. And the disadvantage of not treating yourself, all of them would understand, and at the end of the day, we get a what? A positive pregnancy and a healthy child at the end
So you are saying that the issue of the man accompanying the woman or his wife to the health facility is not just about the woman alone or the child alone. It's about the health of the whole family.
The whole
both
family,
of you.
Yes.
Because you should know what is happening to her. You might also, you might be affected, or you might have affected her or infected her. So you need to go together and take care of all those things. Thank you for this explanation. Let me go because of time. Also, we want to get more callers. We will keep your answers short. The issue of the fistula cases. Why are there more fistula cases? What is the reason that we are having still fistula cases? Maybe this is not related, but also it is related to the health of women. Yes.
Okay. Thank you once again. Fistula cases is true, is high, because almost after every month we see cases of fistulas that they are coming to repair. This is because early marriage is one of them contributing factors. Young girls are forced to get married at the early stage when they're not ready. Two, we look at home deliveries. Most people still prefer to deliver at home. And when it is not being managed by a skillful person, this can still occur. And then delays. Delays at home, decision making that let's take this person to the facility for delivery. As James has said, that people still prefer to deliver at home, not knowing that this can cause what? A complication to young ones, also to adults. And then delays, we look at transportation. As I talked yesterday, I am for night duty. They referred the patients from Dosen of Lekwilele, reach around 2 a.m. at night. The baby died. And then the mother right now is in a critical condition. Who knows, maybe she may even have fistulas due to what? The delays that they took from home because they were trying to deliver.
And this is here in Juba.
Yes.
Yeah, you can imagine what happens in the very, very far-flung areas. Let me go to Joyce. Joyce, there are tough questions there that people are being charged very high and also babies are disappearing.
Kalamta Anthony Algal Gurush Gishiluketir Fimushech Fada Gurush Magishiluketir Gurush de Gishiluba Adat Moyan Lano Nepsa Gurush da Yenagora Biu Mo Hayata Shokol Hayata Shokol Mafi Ashankida Bijamin Government Mafi Hata Donors Partner Algo Dide Bikun Beshit Lani Nendi Adat Ketir Sanoswan Al Gijafi Welada Yan Gurush Zema Ketir. I know private because be me or haja, like in Hagana Henagde, Hamistasher, how is Shirin?
Yeah, 10% of that is being taken.
Yes, that from. They are Gurus Al Nendi.
Yeah.
Namagishilu Gurus Ketir. Watania and Algal Ialgo Durude.
Makuli on Topan.
Ial Mago Duru Fimushesh Fajiba. Anna Sendi comes and a fish or the midwife there. Mafijena Godur. It a guele dumara de, it a guele dude, it a go dilo. Keloa and sex tajana to. Halwele tole binia.
Demusulia mustara kama.
Demusulia. Itao umade. Fitarabeza henak tangbekala so henak. Ay, naman khalas tatimu itabishilu jana de tabuozinu. Itabodile umade. Ita midwife falgura wele dude. Ita baru de jana tamunu.
Manatul jana saragoda bukun saragome nomo zato.
Debe kun saragome uma. Lakin ena henak magi sarago. Magi gero zato. Ay.
Okay.
Let me add on.
No. Welcome.
As he said, we don't charge. What we charge, we call it cost sharing. A deal the government setting was supposed to have free services, but because it is on its own, we looked at people who cannot afford to go to private, that come to the hospital, they should get. If you go to government setting, you don't find gloves, you don't find syringes, you don't. So those are the money that we collect from them, and then we take it back using it on them. We call it cost sharing.
Okay.
On the issue of children being disappeared, I have a record in 2018 a child disappeared from a mother, not from a midwife. That baby, the mother was operated. Then the attendant was not around. There are people who moves around who steal. Then she claimed to be the what, the relative to the mother of the grandmother.
I think she was arrested.
Arrested,
yeah,
yes.
It was arrested. Yeah, I remember the
yes,
case, yeah.
Was arrested after 3 months was found. But since then, we have never gotten a record that a child disappeared from Juba Teaching
I'm
Hospital.
I'm happy the child was found. Yes. I don't know how she was breastfeeding the child after 3 months.
So that is all what I can add.
Yes, thank you very much, Abir and Joyce. And we will pick more callers because the phones are ringing.
Nationwide, we bring you latest current issues, discussions and information. Nationwide on Radio Miraya.
Yes, welcome and let us have your name and where you're calling from.
Thank you for having me.
Your voice is very far.
We're speaking to Major. Major, I'm here for Yargot.
Welcome, Yargot. Welcome, Major.
Hello?
Yes, I'm getting you.
Thanks for the program you brought up this evening. I want to have the office video. Woman Muguliani. I say that Maraba is a quiz. You hamel. You have a quiz, tamam. وما يشغل شغل كثير لكن في النهاية أنا لقيت نسوين كتار عملوهم ليه ممكن جانا يكون إنه كم خمسة خيلو أو أربعة ونص أنا بجيب شنو أنا بجيب عملية ده شنو أنا صار منهم
شكرا شكرا سببت عملية طبعا أسباب كثير لكن نشوف the most hello
good evening Gabriel
good evening
Yes, it's Samuel Mabok again from Wow.
Welcome again, Mabok.
Thank you. I'm indeed named to all the Divna Faith Studio. You know, in most cases, there are unprofessional midwives. It happened in 2021. One of my maternal uncle's son lost his baby. In the hospital, in the hands of midwife. Because in most cases, if during delivery, someone have a cut his own kujua, tani fi malwaleda. The umbara, the midwife, is the one to enter in the, you see, in the room, the room with the wife. And during delivery, mabakali rajili kujua. Pazamandeta banjana dokoras vishunuma maru. After some weeks, some days, the baby passed on. So the blame was on the unprofessional midwives. That who doesn't.
So what is your question?
So my question is, what can be done to such kind of unprofessional midwives?
Okay, thank you.
So
okay.
This is the first question, yes.
Yes.
The second question, in case there are complications, what do you think can be done? But I mean, you know, many operations. And why don't you midwives be patient? When are they supposed to deliver Maduna Malaya?
We got the question there. Thank you, Agil, from Wow there. Let me pick another caller. Hello?
Hello? Good evening, you are correct, Mr. Galvel from Akobo.
Who? Come again, what's the name?
Yeah, this is Saddam from Akobo.
Saddam, welcome.
Yeah. So I'm very happy with the topic that you have come up with it, because the topic is about ANC, antenatal care. So I'm very happy with what you guys have been discussing. You are there with the specialists. And then what I would like to say, in addition to that.
Go ahead.
Gabriel Shadar?
Yes.
Now the point is now, you know, the pregnant and attractive women, now there is, they have so many risks. So people are just dying in terms of the delivery, in terms of pregnancy. So my point is just like, please, it's because you are there with the specialist. So now, what we need to ask, in South Sudan, the high rate death is very high due to pregnancy and due to delivery cases. So my addition is this. So please, we need to add more midwives. It's more, add more midwives, nurses. And then now here in Jongle, now the high deaths are very high. Please, this is my addition.
Thank you.
Thank you for the word, and thanks for the topic.
Thank you, Saddam, for calling from October there. And let me pick another caller. Hello.
Hello. Sorry, Shadal.
Yes, welcome.
Yeah, this is Yabo Peter Wien in Malakal.
Yabo Peter, welcome.
Thank you. I welcome the guest in the studio.
Mm-hmm.
That's my nurses. And my question is simply asking about the challenges facing them in Juba teaching hospital. Mm. What was your challenges there in the hospital?
Okay.
Yeah, that's my question.
Thank you very much for your question there, Peter. And if I don't get, someone asked here an interesting question. It says he has seen some male in local hospitals as midwives. Is that okay? This is from Judge Philip from WOW. That is a question there, relevant question there. Let me pick another caller here. Hello?
Hello? Hello? Hello?
Yeah, welcome.
You are connected to Chief Salva from Mangala.
Welcome, Salva from Mangala.
Yeah, I don't have a question, but I want to comment about...
Yes, welcome. Welcome, yeah.
You know, the thing that we affected the woman in South Sudan are supposed to be addressed through education. Because when we have good education, it produces good midwives. But now you see education is not going on well. And this one should be addressed by the government, in the national government, whereby we're supposed to have a midwives to do such a thing. They know how to handle all the things affecting the woman. This is my comment about it.
Thank you very much for the wonderful addition there. Yes, I'm getting back. We are left with 10 minutes to end the program. And I have like four callers there. Two of them are just giving comments. Let me start with a few minutes with Abair and then a few minutes to Joyce so that we conclude the program. Welcome, Abair.
Thank you. I start with Major. He said women eat well, and what is the reason for cesarean section? Majuru, thank you so much for your concern and the question that you have asked. I will also combine that question with one of Ageo from WOW.
Yeah.
When you look at pregnancy, it has a lot of things. Traditionally, they said a woman is safe until when the baby is out, until after the 45 days of her delivery. Because even if the baby comes out safe, I deliver the baby clean, I made my clean and safe deliveries, no bleeding, no nothing, but still after that, within the 45 days, things can occur.
Yeah.
So reason of a woman being done cesarean section will not only be on one reason, but due to a many combination of problem.
Mm.
We have what we call the power. Sometimes the woman, everything is normal. The baby's heart is okay. The maternal condition is okay. But she cannot push this baby. We look, is the risk weighing, advantage ring weighing the what? The risk.
Yeah.
So if the power of the mother is not that good to push this baby out, why should we give her another chance so that on the process of pushing, the baby gets tired and the baby died?
Mm.
A good home, children are flowers. and they are gift from God. How can you expect us to keep you taking care of a woman for 9 months and then just within 1 hour or 2 hours we lose the baby? Mm. Will you call a pride of a woman is a child?
Mm.
So that is one. Two, the passage, especially for the prime gravidas, young girls that comes.
Mm.
Sometimes the pelvic is very narrow. However much we try that this baby should be delivered normally, this baby will not come out
mm.
because she's still young. And then two, the pelvic there is not adequately enough for this baby to come out.
Mm.
So that's another reason why we take what? Mothers for cesarean section.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes what we call the passenger, the baby is big,
mm-hmm.
4 to 5 kilos. And this baby cannot come out.
Yeah.
So that is another what? Indication that we have to take this what?
Yeah. Cesarean.
This one to for cesarean section.
Yeah.
And then another one is if this baby has also sometimes reasons are there, yani placenta, the cord comes mm-hmm. out,
yeah, yeah, okay.
Present in front.
Mm-hmm.
This one we cannot wait.
Yeah.
Sometimes the placenta is in front, what we call the placenta previa.
Mm.
The baby cannot come because in the process we'll divide the placenta into two and yeah. yet the baby fit through the placenta.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes malposition.
So in the end of it, there are justifications.
Justification.
Yeah, it is not just
it's
done.
It's not just done like
and
that.
And even sometimes
yeah.
there is how the gynecologist
yes.
will be there also to
will
decide,
be there.
Right?
Me as yeah. a midwife, I do my, it's not
alone.
The decision of a midwife.
Okay.
Me as a midwife, I'm mm-hmm. on the bedside.
Yes, yes.
I first get my finding. I give to the gynecologist, yeah. we discuss
yeah.
is it fit for cesarean section.
So let's be sure that there is no decision for to do a cesarean arbitrarily.
Yes.
Yeah, it is also so, all there is proof.
Okay. Yeah, it is proof.
Okay, let's move on to the next question you want to answer. Yes.
I combine why cesarean section,
okay.
there were two.
Okay.
And then there was a question that what can be done to and professional midwives.
Mm-hmm.
He talk of a baby maybe slipping from the hand of a midwife,
yeah, yeah.
a traditional attendant, and mm-hmm. the baby
mm-hmm.
fell down, and then men are not allowed to enter maternity room when the woman is delivering.
Mm-hmm.
There is what we call respectful maternity care, a choice of a woman, a choice of a co-patient to come in.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe at that time, depend on the nature of the setting
yeah,
of the maternity what?
Yeah, yeah.
Maternity side.
Because if it is proper, it cannot allow the
yes,
child to fall down.
Yeah, I'm not meaning that.
Mm.
Babies can fall. Even me, a professional midwife, baby can fall because the fluid that they comes from it is very slippery.
Mm.
And then the woman, sometimes they are very uncooperative. Mm. At the time the baby is coming, they are restless.
Mm.
So in the process, the baby can slip from my hand, but not that I did it intentionally.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's just by coincidence.
Yeah, of course.
And then the issue of involving the relative of the woman to come in our setting, you know, other setting, you'll find the curtains are divided,
yeah.
All the rooms are divided, whereby you, the midwife, the mother, and either the relative, one of the relative or the husband should be involved.
Yeah.
But in our setting, the beds are open.
Mm.
Maybe we have three mothers on the couch who are coming to deliver
yeah,
all.
And they are not your relatives.
And
yeah.
they are not your relative. How do you expect someone, husband, to come and see two women
yeah.
at the same time?
Yeah.
So in the respectful maternity care, we also talk about confidentiality
yeah.
and privacy.
Mm-hmm.
If his wife is alone at that time, he should also insist to the midwife who is conducting delivery, let him be in.
Yeah.
Because we have received so many cases, even me who talks, I conduct a delivery. Thank God I invited two women to come in, the relatives.
Mm.
The fluid was not okay. It's very dirty. I reassure them, this baby is not going to be well.
Mm.
I need a resuscitation or we might not what?
Mm.
Baby might not survive. Unfortunately, also, it came the way I said.
Mm.
These people were like, I should try to resuscitate this baby. I tried over 30 minutes, the baby, and the color I see is now. Mm-hmm.
We are left with 2 minutes only to conclude.
It's okay.
Yeah.
So, in general, I said to Ageo that wherever he is, they should also, as patients right, be talking about the issue of accompanying their women in the maternity ward to the midwives where
and
they
are. And this is in opposition to women, I mean to the men who are there, just go alone, I'm not even go with you, you see. So men should also be there.
Men should also be there. Yeah. If the man is not allowed to enter inside, his one of his relatives should be there to witness what is going on.
Thank you. Thank you, Zarabel. Mm. 2 minutes for Joyce. تتكلم بعربي كمان تجاوب بسرعة على السؤالين ديل نعم
كويس أنا كان درون سؤالا في زول قون سؤال كلام تا بيستولا ده أنا درون سلامان بعربي كمان بسيط بيستولا ده جي حاصل لأنه في إيال الأمور رومان صغار منك ينتا بيلغو في أول بلوغة تا بنية أمور 15-16 سنة خلاص هي حامل Naman hiya hamil finuse na gena de obiraba kwez. Lakin fi zaman ta welada, hayakon fi mushkila. Hayakon fi mushkila kev. Loma jibu fi musheshfa, fi zaman al tamam, obi hasi lo pistola de. Wolo kama noman ja, umon akir, au taban, kalamta muasalato shunu da, umon kanakir, gena de lazim kama biligo shunu, bina de biligo pistola. Woyala fi, tani gal, Galevi nuswan ginum bidaru nuswan ginum ke nuswan mashtakal de kizip mara hamil ajede ot tebeyan mara hamil bagde rishtakal wa mara hamil binum
no
lena fi ziyarat hagum ta nuswan alhamlanin borim yani mara hamil endu saa 10 de ligeta koto mulata ke rasnar wo sheri jamba kweta bezinum ena fadi saa 10 de ligo jana de shunu jana de zato gamu shunu gako dora yankulu maita gako dora jana de bako dora yankanta ma ligo fursa ta sa atende ita bez geni shtakal te geni shtakal te geni shtakal kaman ba asir be jena baamul mudawafat le jena au jena batla bediri au jena baamul lo mushkila fi batna ashan kida mara hami lendi sa atende satende osulu obi nu magal ba bishtakal mara bishtakal obi rakabu bamul khasil bamul ay haja lana da haja tabayan
shukran katir wa zaman shalna wa kunna mumkin nitkallam akthar min kida lakin andana zaman mahdud thank you very much Aber Evelyn wa Joyce Peace for your participation in this program thank you very much on behalf of the listeners thank you for your service for our mothers and also for our daughters and for our relatives and for families and all the best for you in your day and also all the best until we bring you here another day another discussion
thank you so much
and that is the end of today's discussion on Nationwide program with me Gabriel Shadar thanks for listening